Introduction. Persecution. The New Normal. 40 Egyptian churches burned to the ground. House church leaders sentenced to Iran's infamous Evin prison. 80 Christians murdered in North Korea for merely owning a Bible. Believers nailed to crosses in Syria. And that's the news from just 1 month in 2014. After that, it got really bad. In summer 2014, a shocked world witnessed the phenomenal rise of ISIS, now known as the Islamic State. Within weeks, a path of destruction swept through Syria and Iraq, leaving unimaginable carnage in its wake. The brutality of ISIS and its global jihadist agenda is reminiscent of the Assyrian Empire in the Old Testament. The Assyrians leveled villages and cities with such ferocity that, in the 8th century BC, the mere mention that Assyrians were on their way prompted some villages to commit mass suicide rather than be skinned alive, impaled, taken as slaves, or allow women to be abused and kidnapped. In a fascinating twist of history, ISIS was birthed in the same region as the Assyrians, and one of the organization's major objectives is now clear: to eradicate any presence of Christianity. But ISIS is not alone in its quest against biblical faith. Christianity is under fire across the globe. Jesus lovers are hated in dozens of countries and often pay a gruesome price for following him. Killing fields have become common. But this book isn't written to sound the alarm for the persecuted church. Others have already sent out the alert, and thankfully many are listening. What the alarms can't tell you, though, is the inside human cost of following Jesus in the 21st century. That's why these stories were written. It would be easy to conclude from the acceleration of Christian persecution that followers of Christ are on the run and are systematically being crushed by the forces of Islamic terrorism, fanatical dictators, and hostile nations. Yet the opposite is actually true. Jesus said his followers would experience persecution for merely being associated with him. He also predicted an escalation of intensity over time. On the night before he went to the cross, Jesus spelled out the details. "They will put you out of the synagogue. In fact, a time is coming when anyone who kills you will think he is offering a service to God." John chapter 16, verse 2. The evidence here suggests that the time Jesus referred to is now.